Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You know what today is?
Weird.
Let's get weird!
Wednesday.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Let's get weird!
You're already there.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone.
It'll be a fun show.
Fun show.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
That's weird.
Okay, let's go.
It's showtime.
It's showtime. And let's get weird Wednesday. How about that?
Fine.
Why not?
How about let's get weird only Wednesday?
On only Wednesday. Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1,915 for those keeping track and have a program. It's 6:11. Carla, Wednesday morning. I know you didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Fireworks going off everywhere.
We have to discuss this because it's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing me.
I think it's killing a lot of people.
Yeah. Every night in my neighborhood, and it's about 11:30, 11:45, it sounds like a cannon goes off.
Even in the Republic.
Yes, even in the Republic. I think it's the surrounding areas.
Oh,
that's what I think it is. I think it's the surrounding areas. I'm thinking maybe those Desert Shores people.
Right.
Maybe.
Or the Summerlin wannabes that are back right up to the Republic.
Yes, okay. The Summerlin adjacent.
Yes.
Oh,
all right, let's talk about that a little bit later on this morning.
Yeah,
I know you have a big day at the doctor's.
Oh, yeah.
We have to talk about that. You're a little nervous.
I am very nervous.
Not about the visit itself
or what's going on, but just going there.
So.
Yes.
All right, a lot of stuff to cover this morning. As usual, we will tell you, text or call 702-739-9636. Anytime you want to reach out, we are here. Sunshine today, high today, 107, same for tomorrow, 81 outside this morning as we start a brand new day. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I can already hear the crack of the bat, the smell of the hot dogs,
it's not going to happen.
The banging of the trash cans. Oh, baseball. Players can report to camp next week. I still won't believe it until I see them on the field at a game.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be coming back. They came to an agreement. Now two more Phillies players and two more staffers tested positive for the virus. Novak Djokovic, tennis player, three other players now have tested positive for the virus. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully, you know, if they do get out on the field, everybody stays safe, everybody's good, and we can watch a little baseball. But again, like you, and I don't know about you, Morty, but I'll believe it when I see it, when I actually see them. Still got my Korean baseball, so I'm good with that. I didn't realize other people are watching it as well.
A lot of people are.
I know. Listen, this was crazy. This kind of came out over the weekend. Winona Ryder claims Mel Gibson. They had a conversation at a party. This was many years ago. He made fun of her friend who was gay. He made some remarks. And then he found out she was Jewish, and he called her an oven dodger. He said, "Are you an oven dodger?" And this all came out now, and so he's not going to be asked to do Chicken Run. They're doing a sequel to Chicken Run, which was a great movie. And ironically, in the movie, Mel Gibson literally played an oven-dodging chicken. He didn't want to be cooked, you know. And so he's not going to be in that movie.
Yeah.
And so if you feel bad about yourself today in your life, just be glad you're not Mel Gibson's fixer.
Yeah.
Not his publicist, okay? How about that? Let that kind of just
wouldn't you like to
you
get that call
better.
This morning?
You did what? This was much. And that came out now? All right. Okay. Does Russell Crowe need me for anything at all? Jeez. Hedonistic partying and obviously love of leggy blondes like Alana Stewart, Rachel Hunter, Penny Lancaster, at one time Britt Eklund. Very colorful life. Sir Rod Stewart. His life will be turned into a Hollywood biopic, and I will see it. He had quite a life back in the day. They're working on it now. They found a couple of screenwriters, and he's actually very happy about it. He said a long time ago, he said, "I wouldn't mind if somebody made a movie about my life." So it's going to happen, and that should be interesting. We'll leave it at that, I guess. Should be very, very interesting. For now, that is my take, sponsored by CSN. The time to make your move is now. Moving forward together. Go to csn.edu today.
Carla, I want to play you some audio. Group of teenagers in Michigan stole 6 baby goats from the petting zoo at a place called Mooville Creamery. And, well, here's one of the authorities talking about... Hold on for a second. Oh, let me get it.
Comments from Mooville.
Coming in from Mooville, this is one of the authorities talking about the case.
One of the teens had posted a picture of himself with one of the goats, and I think that's pretty much how we caught him. The parents and the teens all went back to Mooville, and Mooville decided not to press charges until the parents were going to take control of the situation with their teens.
It's in the background.
Oh, geez. Okay.
That's happening in Mooville.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
Mooville, Michigan.
Jeez.
Those kids stealing the baby goats.
Okay.
See, if you steal something, don't put it on, don't post it on Facebook.
Oh, please.
Have we not told people that?
Yeah. Everything. You always see that on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. It's like, don't tell us you robbed the bank. Jeez,
right. You
dopes.
Or tell us you're going to rob the
bank.
Yes. Just do it and leave. Get out.
Bad criminals.
But
bad.
The parents are going to take care of their kids, and that's okay with the authorities.
Okay.
So life will go on in Mooville.
5 or something like that. Because I turn on ours downstairs here in the building.
Right.
And it comes on pretty loud, and I just say, Alexa, what do I say? Volume down.
Does Alexa go to 11?
No, it goes to 10.
Yeah, I don't think she does.
It goes to 10?
Yeah.
Why don't we make it 11?
We can test her.
We should do that.
Why don't you go to 11, and then she'll probably have some smart aleck comment back.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. But yes, does it go to 11?
Something for us to do this morning with nobody still in the building. Sunshine today, going to be hot. High today, 107. Tomorrow, 107, same thing. They say hopefully cooling down into the low 90s by the end of the week or maybe into early next week.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. 81 outside, just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know what? Costco, you know, they have like some of the best cakes, and they do those half sheet cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not selling those right now, and they're not going to sell them for quite a while because they say they're just nobody needs them right now. Nobody's doing those kind of parties. So they're just doing small cakes now. If you want to get a cake, maybe you need more, get a couple cakes because they're not doing the big sheet cakes anymore.
No, that's too bad.
When they have to, they'll bring them back. Not a problem.
You know what? Maybe that's what we do need.
What?
Right now, more
sheet
than
cakes
ever.
To throw away because we can't eat
sheet
the whole
cakes.
Cake?
No, to eat the whole cake.
They're still small sheets. You just can't get that big half sheet, you know. The big sheet cake for 50 people.
The value.
Yes, it
sure
was.
It was $14.99.
And nobody knows value more than Morty.
Yeah. Put your mask on, stop by, and tell them. Because they won't let you in there.
Okay.
Without it, yes. So it's a job that I would love to have, actually. It's a poopy job, and it literally is a poopy job. It's a company called Tushy. And they're offering to pay someone $10,000 to basically go to the bathroom. They say they're looking for their first VP of fecal matters to assist in the day-to-day operations with their Bidet 2020 campaign.
Oh.
And it's a chief pooping officer. They basically have to, it's a 3-month stint. They say actually it's a 3-month part-time job. $10,000, 30 to 60 minutes a day. Depending on how many times, you know, you need to use this thing. And then you have to document your experience. I know.
I'll be a CPO any day.
I know.
For $10,000.
CPO.
Yeah.
So you can do it. It's called Tushy, tushy.com. So it's just your daily routine, and you just have to talk about the device that they have and all that. I am all for bidets. We should all have bidets.
And you know what? It sounds like a great job.
Yeah.
And anybody could do it, and you say to yourself, like Morty just did,
sure.
I do that every day anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But then you add the pressure of having to do it.
Well, you got
to
perform, sure. Yeah.
Now, and that's where the problem lies.
Yeah, true, but it is just to test out their, you know, bidet.
Ah.
So, I mean, you know, there can be, you know, you got your one, you got your two, and and whatever in between there. So, but I think it's kind of cool.
Wait, you have to video yourself?
No, you don't have to video. You have to document on just social media. You have to talk about it.
Oh, God, just the social media.
You don't have to get pictures of your artwork, Morty. No. No. You do
well,
not
that's
have to
where I draw the line.
Yeah, that's, I'm not doing that right there. Not for social, anyhow. Jeez. And listen, I can attest to this. I am so tired, too. It's cities all over the country getting noise complaints about fireworks, which they normally do. Yes, I'm trying to sleep, you guys. I'm trying. God. People wanting to go outside blow off steam. A lot of people are still off. There's a little less traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. L.A., Chicago, Boston, and right here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Tons of complaints. Well, in New York, they got tired of it. A bunch of people decided to pull up to the mayor's mansion and just start honking their horns to wake him up. They said, basically, you know what? We're not sleeping, neither are you. So you got to do something about this. Plan on hearing these things for a while, everyone. And because in a lot of places there's less traffic,
yeah,
you're hearing them even better.
In
so,
neighborhoods.
Yes,
and
exactly. So
subdivisions.
Enjoy. I hope they shoot them all off before the 4th of July.
That's actually more peaceful than it really is.
Go inside and take a big poop instead. How about that? And then post it on social media. Oh, a few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
And a bunch of people in New York City went in front of the mayor's house, said, hey, if we're not going to sleep, you can't sleep, started honking the horns. This is what it sounded like in the middle of the night. I can't even imagine his wife.
Wow.
Looking at him and saying, you better do something.
Listen, mister, I know there's a virus, but wow, though New York is like almost void of the virus now, which is very good to hear, but that's crazy.
Honey, I'll do something when I get in the office tomorrow.
You guys.
Come on.
You guys, everybody.
You know what? If that's the alternative.
Jeez.
I wouldn't mind a few bangs here and there.
Oh, it! I don't know if anybody else. I'm sure you're dealing with this because I've said to you guys at almost close to midnight the last 1, 2, 3 nights. It sounds like a cannon just goes off all of a sudden.
702-739-9636. I know in the 147, we're dealing with it. What about you? Text or call in. Where do you live? I mean, do you have that problem?
And they keep saying, well, you can definitely call the authorities. What? You gotta find them.
Right.
Why do we sell them? We don't need to be selling them in the desert.
And the stands aren't even up yet.
No!
That's the thing. Where are they going off? What's your zip code? Are you dealing with this? 702-739-9636. We want to hear from you. Hold on. There's people out front.
Oh, man. I'm trying.
We're just talking about it.
Feel good in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
Just a phone call away, or if you want to text, same number, 702-739-9636. Just reading cities all over the country are getting a ton of noise complaints about fireworks at night, every night this year. A guy near Baltimore, Carla, just got arrested for threatening people with a gun for doing it.
Jeez. Oh, God.
You know what? He pulled out the gun.
You reach a breaking point. Yeah. I love our listeners. I wish I could get to all the texts, but some of them in the 031... illegal ones till about 1 a.m. for the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
The 107, dealing with it daily or nightly, should I say, have to drag the dogs in just so we can get some rest because they shake. The dogs just shake.
And that's the biggest concern for a lot of people.
Really
whether
is.
You have animals or not. I don't know how Squish reacts, Morty.
He doesn't.
But
I'm lucky.
No, that's good.
Doesn't bother him at all.
No.
That's good.
Nothing bothers
me. Monica, our friend, my friend Monica's dog, Molly, is deaf now. So that's good. That's a good thing. Uh-huh. Krista in the 148, she said they've been going off every couple days. One day I just wanted to go out on my balcony and yell, shut up, as loudly as possible, but I didn't think that'd do any good. Uh-huh. So I just turned the TV up. Now, PJ wrote in and said, this is just the best. I'm in the 106, and I'm dealing with it, but I got one better for you. About 2 weeks ago, my neighbors decided to get illegal fireworks. They set some off.
Yeah.
Then I guess they put some in the back of their parked vehicle, went to get food or something. Came back, the fire department's there, the truck's on fire. Sent me pictures. The truck was on fire. Oh, sweet justice.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring
man.
You...
It's, and then, you know, the question is, have you ever called and have people come out to stop this?
Yeah. Russ is on the phone. Russ, where are you at?
It's 89107.
Oh, there's problems in the 107.
It doesn't bug me all that much, but every dog in the neighborhood goes eight, including ours, for like 10 minutes every time. Rena actually saw them once do it, called 911, gave them an address. That was 3 weeks ago.
So don't tell me you can call the authorities.
Well,
no.
Calling 911, it's not a life-threatening
situation.
No, but
you can call 311, and then right. You can sit on the, you know.
Well, that's what she did. She called 311.
Yes,
still.
Exactly. It's on the news constantly. Authorities say to call the minute you hear this, because they're illegal fireworks. Oh, right. Yeah, they're going to rush right out. Sure. Sure they are.
Yeah, I'll just head over there and, you know, do something with their fireworks, you know.
Yeah. Bring a bucket of water.
Thank you. A fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I was or lighter fluid.
There you go.
Don't do that, kids. Do not do that.
Talking about the fireworks popping off even weeks before the 4th of July. Now, I'm not in the Republic of Summerlin like you, Carla, where...
Which, yeah, we don't allow that, Mike.
But I'm 147.
Yeah.
Been going through this.
Yeah.
But you're backed up, aren't you? Aren't you backed up against maybe
across the way, which we call Summerlin adjacent, which they call Summerlin adjacent.
Uh-huh.
And please know I'm not this much of a snob. but they're
seriously
setting them off. Believe me, I'm in the very beginning corner of Summerlin.
Right.
But everybody's dealing with it. And I mentioned throughout the country, Andrea from the 603.
Yeah.
She said, I am so sick of it. So is my dog. And the animals are going nuts. Now the 603. That's New York.
Oh.
That's in New York. I know.
Well,
I
Andrea,
know.
Here's what you got to do. You got to pile everybody in the car, head over to the mayor's house.
Man, the Blasio.
Honk the horn.
It's the Blasio. You got to stop the noise. Hand to God, it's killing us. This is crazy. Michael says, started a week ago. He said, I'm really glad, though, that people have the money to spend thousands of dollars to make something go boom for a second.
Right.
Wow. Slow clap. Really annoying.
Yeah, we got toilet paper and fireworks.
Yeah. Turn the hose on, honey. We'll be fine. Either way.
I don't even know the status of 4th of July fireworks here.
I hope they're done and gone.
Yeah,
they're
it'd be
out.
So silent.
Star, we're all out here. Cooter and Cletus's, we're all out.
Honk the horn. That's all we need.
Maya
Goodman. Maya Goodman. Morty and I went out to the lobby. Leaned over the balcony here and cranked it up to 10. It's loud. We were trying to wait till Ryan, our promotion director, came in so we could like crank it up and maybe.
Yeah, you guys.
I said, Morty, stupid guy thing stuff was yesterday or the day before.
So. Thank you for bringing that up because one of our guys, and I won't say your name, texted in and said, ask Alexa to pass gas. So if you guys on the next break want to go out there.
Yeah.
Don't think we won't.
And he just wrote LOL. So I don't know if something happens or if he just... Or
something
if he
does.
Just does it.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you already done it?
I cannot. Yeah. This is what I... Help me. People.
Carla's stuck in a locker room.
Hello.
A bunch of jocks. You can even ask her if you want to go on a date.
Oh, man. I've done the you know, tell me a joke and all that stuff.
Right.
She's pretty sophisticated, but...
Until she passes
no,
gas.
I'm not
or
her
ask
to do
her
that.
To spill jalapeno.
There you go.
Oh. See, that's what Morty and I are doing outside the studio.
I know.
Stupid guy thing,
oh,
Dave.
Oh, dear God. Oh, when they start going back through your transcripts on Alexa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like now the FBI or something comes in.
Here. Yeah. Hey, Alexa, fart. That's great. This is great. These are the guys, definitely.
Yeah.
CIA is going to be like, oh, what a waste of time.
These are the ones who smacked her in the face with the jock strap, I'm pretty sure.
I got a mask on.
Okay, that's a jock. I know.
Sunshine today, high 107, safe tomorrow. No, every once in a while we go sophomoric, we go moronic.
I know.
To keep it real.
I get that.
Okay.
I get it.
88 now.
Another Sticks take with you.
With
Sticks
some entertainment you. News. Carla has that for you.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So listen to this. Van Halen singer David Lee Roth allegedly changing his name like Lady Antebellum did. He posted Diamond Dave following Lady Antebellum's example.
Uh-huh.
We'll be dropping the Lee. From now on, want everyone to call me David L. Roth or simply L. Roth. Huh?
Oh.
That's your David Lee Roth. That was the big hot guy from Van Halen, people. That's who that was. Uh-huh. Sure. L. Roth.
Roth.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they'll reopen to bring him back to finish up that residency soon.
But why?
Wow, yes. Oh, my goodness. An official Seinfeld Lego set is in the works.
Ooh.
They announced plans to create the set after 10,000 people voted for a set featuring all the cast members, Jerry George, Elaine Kramer, and Newman as well.
Now, Newman.
Yes. Hello, Newman. Friends has one. Big Bang Theory has one.
Yep.
So do you have those?
I do, and I built it. In fact, my plan was build the Friends set while I was watching Friends.
Oh.
Well, I built the Friends set and never watched Friends.
Oh, didn't finish. I cannot.
I'm halfway through season two.
Okay. God, between that and The Notebook, I can't.
By the way, if you missed it, Morty's single.
Yes, he sure is.
But it's not because I haven't watched Friends.
No, it is not. It's because you can't get in the door because they're Legos and Pop-Tarts. Actually, and I've not been in your place. Your place looks like the most spotless freaking place on earth. I don't know where you put things. Jeez.
You've never been in my studio.
So if you ever go over there, ladies, don't step on the Lego.
Yes. Morty's an OCD hoarder. So.
Don't touch my pop figure.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. And Miley Cyrus, she has been sober now. This doesn't seem long, but it is if you were an addict for 6 months. But it is. It is a big deal. She is not a dud, however. She says, everybody makes fun of me because I'm younger. And I get the, you're no fun. You're no fun anymore. She said, honey, you can call me a lot of things, but just know that I'm fun still, okay? And I don't doubt that for a minute. It is Miley Cyrus. That is my take for now, sponsored by CSN. The time to make your move is now. Moving forward together. Go to csn.edu today.
Every once in a while, we throw it in there, a senseless survey.
Yep.
Carla goes into her character of Kathleen Pawlewski.
All right.
We're calling a unsuspecting listener. Her name is Val. So let's see how this goes. You got all your questions?
Yeah.
All right.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. This is Kathleen Pawlewski calling from the Department of Senseless Surveys. I was wondering if we could just ask you a couple of questions to finish up a survey that we have in your neighborhood.
I'm not sure.
How many in your household?
Three.
And do you recycle?
Occasionally.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
What? No.
Okay.
Come on to San Jose.
All right, we can pass on that one. Now, if women were not meant to cook, why are they filled with milk and eggs?
Is this a real survey?
Yes, it is. We're just trying to complete the survey that was not completed in your neighborhood. I just have a couple more questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, if people from Poland are called Poles, what should people from Holland be called?
Poles.
Okay, now.
Poles?
Sure. Now, how many times have you been naked on the internet this week?
This week, once.
And one last question. If a short person were to tell you that your hair smells nice, would that, in fact, be sexual harassment?
No, I don't think it would be.
You know what? We're going to flip over all the cards. I think, you know what? She got hip to what was going on and was going to play with you.
Yes, I was.
I know, and now Val, she's trying to answer the question.
What am I supposed to do?
Val, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show at 96.3 KKLZ. And you are such a good sport.
Yes. And again, I'm working from home, so I have nothing else to do.
Well, there you go.
There's like 60 seconds of entertainment on the phone I don't have to pay for.
Right, look at her. Right. You could have kept going. Yeah. I don't care.
I have no place to go. Val, you're great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Morning Show.
You know what? Why not? I'm working from home.
I got time. Sure. Go ahead.
That was awesome. Val, what a good sport. All right. Hey, we have another anniversary DVD to give away. It's going to be Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. We'll do that here in a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, this morning we have an anniversary Blu-ray DVD to give away, Pretty in Pink. Now, yes. We were touting this as the 30th anniversary, but yeah. We did the math.
Yes, the 34th.
Why would we be told it's the 30th anniversary?
I don't know. I'm wondering if this came out for the 30th anniversary.
Oh.
Something like that. I don't know, but it's pretty cool. So,
as the DVD, the Blu-ray DVD, the booklet, and everything else, the big package. Or, so.
Yeah, it's the Blu-ray version of the 30th.
Maybe that's, I don't know.
Who knows?
Morty, we tried.
All right, but it's Pretty in Pink, great movie.
Yes,
and
it was.
You have a chance to win, and being Wednesday, it's another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Even know what song we're doing, so good luck.
I know. Oh, Alexa, pass gas. Wow.
Listen, if it were up to me, every Wednesday. But, all right, so figure out that song by title, and there's a reason why we selected that song.
Yes, there is.
So, by title, and ninth caller after we get through news and weather, 702-739-9636. I'm not going to pain everybody with the whole thing again, but starting from here. And then... Yeah. By then, I figured out what song we were doing.
Yes,
and okay,
thank
I could join in. So 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win that anniversary Blu-ray DVD of Pretty in Pink with another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Carla, we have Tammy on the phone. You really must want this DVD.
I didn't even know what the prize was, but I knew what the song was.
It doesn't matter what the prize is.
Right?
Tell everybody the name of the song.
Rhiannon?
Yes,
okay. It is.
You got the DVD, Pretty in Pink, the anniversary Blu-ray DVD package. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick it up. Thank you for listening. By the way, that's courtesy of Vegas film critic Jeff Howard from the Keller Cooling and Heating Fires Closet.
All right, thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored. Buy 1 hour air conditioning and heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, this is kind of weird. I've never rode one, but the original Segway scooter is going away. 19 years after it made its debut.
Yeah, that's, wow, that's sad.
The company makes them, will halt production next month.
They're fun to ride, too.
I always felt that I would fall forward.
You know, it's interesting because I've ridden them a couple times, and no.
Really?
They're really cool. I'm surprised they didn't catch on more. They were expensive. Though, that's why.
Well, those little hoverboard things came out and kind of just
killed it.
Yeah,
but I would rather have a handle, Morty. I don't need a hoverboard that's going to blow up on me with no handle. Jeez.
You kids.
Yes.
With your new toys.
Your hoverboards.
Well, people are losing their mind on Twitter because somebody ordered a pizza with sliced strawberries on top.
Okay.
The picture was actually taken from a few years ago, but strawberries on pizza. You know what? Even I, at this point in time, at my age, I really don't care anymore what you put on your pizza.
Put whatever you want on, as long as you don't need to eat it.
I don't order it. I order what I order, and if you don't like it, then don't eat it. But go ahead. Put pineapples, walnuts, and everything else on the pizza.
Oh, boy. No. Well, listen, we talk. I know.
Sick of everything.
I know. Go ahead with your strawberries on your pizza. I don't care.
You're right. You know what? You're right. It's America. You can do whatever you want.
Alexa, pass gas. Jeez. Listen, we talk about bears a lot. A family, they were vacationing in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Isn't that where Granny was from? Was she from? Who was
somebody
from,
famous
know,
was from
was
there.
From
it
Pigeon
sounds
Forge.
Familiar.
Well, a bear broke into their car. Now, Ashley and his wife, Heather, they thought they were being pranked. Because they saw the bear looking around, and the bear just trashed the car, but all he took were gummy bears out of their son's backpack.
I get it.
Isn't that cannibalism, though? I don't think that's right. Yeah, they forgot to lock their car doors, so that's what happened.
In Pigeon Forge.
In Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Not many places I don't think that a bear can go in Pigeon Forge.
Oh, I said Pigeon Ford.
Pigeon Forge. Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know what else to say about this story. He was arrested, a guy flying from Jamaica to Belgium. Cops arrested him. He was trying to smuggle cocaine into the country in an artificial penis. I mean, you got to put it somewhere, right? Your cocaine. Yeah. So, I'm a drug mule, but I'm not putting it. No. This is fake. It's fake, this one. Yeah. So,
there are so many questions I would love to ask, but I'll wait until we're off the air.
I know there are.
I didn't see that coming.
It is fake.
Yes, it is fake. Fake things. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't.
But, no, clever. I can't ask.
No, you got to wait.
Yeah, I know.
I probably have the same question.
Yeah. Well.
So, don't ask it.
Yes. Yes to you and yes for you. That's what you get when you're a hardened criminal.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news so you can start your day on a positive note. 86-year-old Nancy Connor of Pawtucket, not Nantucket, Pawtucket. She has taken a walk on the wild side. She created a zoo in her front yard just to make people smile when they pass by. Here's the deal. It's all stuffed animals, and she spent her whole stimulus check to just do that, to get a bunch of stuffed animals to put in her front yard. She said, I went through World War II, which was very tough, but it's like nothing compared to what's happening now. Everything is so sad. She said, and people walk up and down the street looking down, and I thought, what can I do? I'm handicapped. She has a walker. She said, I can't do much out there, but people love animals. So she started ordering these with her stimulus check. She's got, like, life-size white tigers. She's got lions.
Uh-huh.
Some are stuffed. Some are statues. But it looks pretty cool. She said people come by every day, and more people come by. The adults love it. They smile. The kids laugh. It's all worth the effort. And I will continue to buy animals and add them to the zoo.
It'll be up till at least till the end of October as of now. So,
all right.
Well, there you go. Good
See, Morty, there's something you could do.
Nothing.
I'll pass.
Nothing to clean, though. Yeah. She's got less poop to clean than you, Morty.
I don't know.
She doesn't need poop bags.
Have you ever left a stuffed animal outdoors?
Well, you know, just it'll disintegrate after a while. Well, here it would, but
That's a great idea, though. Good for her. Yeah. 86 years old.
It's adorable. Yeah. Yes.
That's why we always say if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Better yet, if you have a local feel-good story, we definitely want to hear about it. So just give us a call, 702-739-9636, anytime we're on the air. Give us your version. We'd love to hear it. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. And Wendy Rush will be in to keep you company throughout the workday. Or if you're at home, crank it up on the smart speakers or your computer. Recapping the show, fireworks. Quit setting them off.
Can we please enough?
In the 147 and throughout the valley.
God, yes.
Even got a couple of texts from people in New York. Same thing. They're going through the same thing.
Well, they got it handled in New York, man.
Well, that's true.
They're going to just go by the mayor's house.
Also, Val, very good sport. Senseless survey. She said, I'm working at home. I got nothing to do. So I'll answer any questions you might have. And by the way, the governor speaks a little bit later on this afternoon at about 5 o'clock. We'll have all the details and a recap of that tomorrow morning with John Schaefer. Make sure to catch that. Good luck today at your doctor's appointment.
Thank you. I'm just afraid of, you know, I'm going to fail the test getting in the door, you know.
There's a lot to do.
They take your temperature, and I don't, if I have a hot flash, I'm so worried. I'm worried about that.
Just getting in the door.
Mask on. I'm going to drink something cold. I have to push it in the air.
Just put a bag of ice in your pants. Yes, how about that? Well, we'll find out more about that tomorrow. Good luck. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.